Gemara Gedushin, the Samachem Beis, was a Joshua that, at least according to Rav Amarayim, most of the Mandamim in the Sugi over there, they dash and Dov Dovim Imamim. That for Kedushin, for Gittin and Kedushin, you have to have two Edom. It's not enough just to do the Maisa Gittin, the Maisa Kedushin, you have to have two Edom. It's called Edekiyim. Without Edom, there's no Gershin and there's no Kedushin. And the Gemara goes out from a Joshua, Dov Dovim Imamim, because the Torah says Dov by Mamim, the word Dov. So we see that by Mammon you have to have two Edom. You might see Mammon to take money from somebody if you want to, if some moving tines that Shimon owes him $100, the only way, and Shimon denies it, the only way he can get Bezin to Paskin, and Shimon has to pay him the $100 is with two Edom. So the Gemara Dash is the same thing for Gittin and Kedushin, but Gittin the Torah also says, he must have a Stava, we have the word Dava, so it's a Gzeir Shava. That you need two Edom by Gittin also. And then the Gemara makes the Hekish from Kedushin to Gittin. Just like by Gittin you need two Edom, by Kedushin you also need two Edom. And that seems to be, in the Gemara over there, I think Ravashi, Rabbo, most of the Marim, they all hold of this halacha. And they all say that Mekash be'ed Echad ain't Cheshon Kedushin. A person who make Kedushin even with an Eid Echad, it would be nothing. You have to have two Edom. But there's one mandam of the Gemara of Papath that says, it's one line in the Gemara over there. That the Papa Taka holds that even if you mekadosh with the Erechad, you have to be choshesh with the Kedushin. At least the Chumrah. That before she gets married to someone else, you have to have a get. But you have to be choshesh, at least the Chumrah, that possibly Kedushin could be done with an Erechad. What was shver to me was, the Gemara doesn't explain of Papa's reason. The other reason of all the other Marayim, the Gemara explains this address, Dav Dav Mimamin. But by Rav Papa, the Gemara just doesn't explain it. The Gemara just says, and the Rishayim don't seem to explain it either. The Gemara just says, Rav Papa says, Cheshon Kedushin. And the Santa, Ramah, and Ebenezer, Simon Membeis, Sifchaf, and Shulchan Aruch, there are more Paskins like Rav Papa. There are more Paskins that, Makash Beirechot, Cheshon Kedushin. The person who make a Kedushin with Eirechot, Allah, Ramah says, you should be Cheshon Kedushin. Ramah does say, Im loy b'makim igun v'dchak. If it be a mokum of an aguna, let's say someone that made a Kedushin in front of an Eirechot, and then that husband disappeared. So she's stuck. She can't get, if you can be cheshish, you can worry about Kedushin, she can never get married. So Naguna, the Ramah says you can be mekel and not be cheshish for a papa, because the wife sheet is in the sugya, don't hold that way. But in Chachinah, the Ramah does paskin, we should be cheshish for Kedushin. But what's the reason? What's pshat in a papa? So Pashat, I think the reason is that. It's only cheshish. He's mesupik. It looks like he's mesupik and he's saying only in the chumrah. That's right. The others are saying mitam vada. Makash beirechad ain't cheshon kedushin. It's nothing. Anything less than two edim is nothing. But Papa holds that it is kedushin. So the chayy pashut reason is because we find by mom and an eirechad does two of something. An eirechad is mechayy b'shvuah. If moving time is that Shimon owes him money and Shimon is kaifach. Shimon says he doesn't know anything. Shimon is pata. The burden of proof is on Reuven. But if Reuven brings two Edom, he could get his money. But if he brings one Eid, the halacha is one Eid is mechayev shvuah. One Eid will be mechayev Shimon to make a shvuah. He could tell Shimon, make a shvuah, you don't owe me money. If you don't want to make a shvuah, you have to pay me. So you see, an Eid Echad does do something. So even by Mammon, it does something. So if you can learn out David of me Mammon, maybe we should learn out that Eid Echad does accomplish something, it creates a shvuah. I think that's a Pashas time of a Papa. Papa is Cheshon Kedushin. The other Merayim, they all hold, no, David of me Mammon, we learn out. Like the Lashon of the Pasuk, really, it's Al Pi Shnei Edom, Al Pi Shlosh Edom, is talking about to be Moitzi Mammon. We're going to have the Edus that's Moitzi Mammon, that's what you have to have a Gittin Kedushin. But Papa could hold Cheshon Kedushin because the Eirechot does something. That's the Chayr Tam. I had another Kasha, which is, I think, a bigger Pella. Why is it that we find, if Papa only said, Makash Be'erechot Cheshon Kedushin, but we don't find anywhere if Papa says, Magarish Be'erechot Cheshon Gerishin? That someone makes a get with the Eirechot, you Cheshon Gerishin. There are more also. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says that Hamakash Be'erecha Cheshon Kedushin, but we don't find anywhere the Ramah should say that Hamagarish Be'erecha Cheshon Kedushin. Someone made a get with Erecha. Are we machmir that it was a Gerushin? There's a few nafkaminas. First of all, for the couple themselves. Let's say a man gives his wife a get with Erecha, and then, okay, we tell him it's nothing. But maybe you should be machmir that it is something and do again Kedushin. Why should they live the whole lives without Kedushin? It's not heavy cases of, but why should they live the whole exaglish? That's the first nafkamina. The second nafkamina, like he was saying, is let's say she was married to a kohen. Bas Yisrael was married to a kohen. A Bas Yisrael married to a kohen eats truma. What happens if that kohen gave her a get in front of Eid Echad. Why don't we find any? We're Chishin Lagerish, and let's be Chishish that it was a get, and she cannot eat Truma anymore. And even more, why don't we say, like in this case, if she was married to a Kayan, and he gave her get in front of Eid Echad, why don't we Chishish that she's now a Grusha, and he can't take her back? Then it is, when a Kayan gives a get to an Isha, it's pretty serious, he can't take her back, she's a Grusha. So why don't we find Chishin Lagerish? Or even if she's married to Yisrael, she's married to Yisrael, and Yisrael gave a get in front of Eid Echad, why don't we say Hamagash Beit Echad Chesheshin Gerishin, that then if the husband dies, she's not just an Amon who can marry a Kayin, she's really, you have to be Chesheshin, she's a Grisha one time, she can't marry a Kayin. There's not enough Geminis. So why does her Papa only say Hamagash Beit Echad Chesheshin Gerishin? Why don't we find Hamagash Beit Echad Chesheshin Gerishin, and the Ramah also, the Ramah brings down Alocha, Hamagash Beit Echad Chesheshin Gerishin, why doesn't the Ramah say also Hamagash Beit Echad Chesheshin Gerishin? And to me it's a pella, I didn't find anyone shtel on this Kasha. But I was thinking that there's another Shana Kasha Pnei Shua asks. The Pnei Shua asks, why does the Gemara always call this drasha Dava Dava Mi Mamon? L'chayu, that pasuk is not only talking about Mamon. That pasuk is talking about Misa Makas also. The pasuk says, L'yokum Erecha V'ish, L'cha Ovin, L'cha Chattas, B'cha Chayda Sheyechta, Al Pishnei Yedim, Al Pishnei Sheyedim, Yokum Dava. So Rashi brings down from the Sefri, what does it mean, L'cha Ovin, L'cha Chattas? L'cha Chattas, so Rashi brings down, loy einish shaguf, loy einish mamon. L'cho oven l'chayr means einish shaguf, which would be miso or makis, and l'cho chattas would be einish mamon. That you need two edim for an einish for misa makis and for mamon. So this pasuk of dava dava mi mamon is not only necessarily talking about mamon; it's talking about misa makis also. Why do we always call it dava dava mi mamon? It should be dava dava mi misa. Just like by misa you need to aid them, the same thing by getting a kedushin you need to aid them. Or the same, just like by makas you need to aid them, the same thing by getting a kedushin you should need to aid them. Why do we always refer to the drasha dava dava mi mamon? Zayvik Pnei Shua. Pnei Shua says even more. The Gemara asks in kedushin. The Gemara asks even if you learn out dava dava mi mamon, why don't you say hadas bal din helps? Just like by mamon, you don't need you could have hadas bal din. You don't need aid them. If a person comes up and he's moedai, oh, $100 to aveinu. He's chayiv. That's what they're made of. He's chayiv. Why do you say by getting a kedushin also? If a man and a lady get married privately and they're moida, we did a ma'aseh kedushin, why don't we say that helps? And the halacha is not good. If a man and a lady would come and tell us that they got married, they made a ma'aseh kedushin privately, there's no kedushin. You still need to aid them. It's affecting more. Why? Just like by, if the holding limit is from mamon, just like by mamon, why by kedushin doesn't help also? So the Gemara gives a teretz that by mamon, the reason why you believe is because it's not chav lachrini. Person wants to be mechayim himself $100, it's not negay anybody else, it's just negay himself, he's believed. But when Ish v'Isha want to say that they are Mekadeshes, they're answering this Isha on the Gansavel, they're answering the Isha on the Kerevim, they're answering the Isha Bemis on the Gansavel, so that they're not believed. So, but effective from Yeshua, what's the most kasha to begin with? The whole kasha was that if we're going off a moment, then Hadassah Badin should help. Effectively, Yeshua, this drasha is really not loved after me moment, it's from Misa Makis. And by Misa, also, by Misa Makis, Hadassah Badin doesn't help. If someone walks into Bezdin and says he's Moidi, he's a Reitzeach, or he's Moidi, he's Machal Shabbos, we do not give him Misa. There's no such thing. You cannot be Moidi and Yechayev Misa. You have to have two Edom. So what was the Mosul Kash to begin with? Why don't you just say that there's no Hadassah Badin? By getting kedushin, because the real limit is labdafka for mamon. The real limit is from misa makas. The same pasuk of dava of mamon is really talking about misa makas and mamon.
You have the cloud
with
kulach
and chumach. But there's so, I don't know which is the chumach. Which way? Nice, there's a effect of Pnei Yeshua. So Pnei Yeshua wants to answer that. The Gemara held that Al Kochach, this drasha is from the Indian of Mammon in this pasuk. Because the Indian of Misa and Makas in this pasuk, you don't really need this pasuk with this other pasukim. He doesn't say which, but there's other pasukim in the Torah that we know that for Misa and Makas you need two edim. So Al Kochach, the Ikka limit of this, the whole purpose, even though this pasuk does mention Al Chav and Al Chachatas, it mentions the way the Safi learns that the pasuk is going on Misa and all ancient Misa, Makas, and Mammon, but the Ikka pasuk is for Mammon. And that's why the drasha we're going to have for me is Dava Dami Mamon. That's the Pnei Shua's Teretz. So I was thinking, Kinzain, this is the Pshat on the whole sugya. It could be all the other Merayim that hold Hamakash Beit Echad Ein Chayshin LeKedushin. They learn this whole drasha is from Mamon, the way the Pnei Shua learns. Of Rav Papa that holds Hamakash Beit Echad Chayshin LeKedushin, he could hold the Pnei Shu's kasha. He could not like the Teres like the kasha. He could hold the Ikkad Drush is lav dafa from Mammon. It's from Mammon or from Misa. Okay, there you go. And we're gonna get and the chesed is like this. There's a chuvus Rashba. Well, I'm gonna explain. I'm gonna get to it now. There's one more hakdama you have to know. There's a chuvus Rashba. The Beis Yosef brings it down. Nebuchadnezzar Simon Yiralov. The Kivega brings it down. Simon Sarek Dalad. The chuvus Rashba is today printed in what's called Chel Gimel Simon Kuf Yiralov. He goes on a Gemara at the end of Yavamis. The Gemara says at the end of Yavamis that the halacha is, it's really two prokim and Masechta Sanhedrin, that whenever you have Eidim Nefashis, Eidim on Misa, you have to have Drishas HaChakiris. Bezin's halacha that Bezin has to ask them seven questions. Drishas HaChakiris, what day, what time, what hour, what month. They have to verify the time by each Eid. And the reason is, to be Mavara, make sure they're saying the proper Eidim. But Eidim Nefashis, if they want to say someone was a Ritzeach, a Mechal Shabbos, you have to know exactly what day, what time it was. It's called Drishas HaChakiris. By Dini Mominus, the halachas, you don't need Drishas HaChakiris. You have to know why, the Reis, the Rabbanon. By Dini Mominus, you paskin, you don't need Drishas HaChakiris. Somebody wants to, and the Eidim want to be made that Reuven knows the Shimon $100. We're not Dosh HaChayk. We don't ask them what day, what time. It's enough that they say, we saw Halvav. We don't do all the Drishas HaChakiris. That's the halacha. Again, that you have to Drishas HaChakiris by Dini Nefashis, but not by Dini Mominus. In the Gemara, the end of Yavamis is Machagas Tanoim. What about Edom that are being Matia and Aguna? And Aguna, her husband's missing, and she's not able to get married, and two Edom come along, and they say they saw the dead body, they saw the husband died. Do we do Drishas HaChakiris? Is that compared to Dini Nefashis? Or is that compared to Dini Mominus? Achor, you would think it's not Dini Nefashis, they're not coming to Mechayev and Misa. But there's one Mandamra, Bekiva holds that it is similar to Dini Nefashis. The reason is, he says, because they're coming to Imati in the Samisa. That this Isha was also to get married to anyone with Chavik Krisis and Mises Bezdin, who's Nashis Ish, and they're coming to Imati Nashis Ish, being Mati Achiv Mises is a Zavidin and Fashis also. A Zayhal to Bekiva. So upon him, that the Gemara says, the Svara, according to Bekiva, that to be Mati in this Samisa is considered like Din and Fashis, you need Jishis Achigiris. So, collect the Rashba and the Tshuva. According to Rabbi Akiva, what would be about Eidi Kedushin? Is Eidi Kedushin also like Dini Nefashis? You have to have Drishas HaChakiris? Because Eidi Kedushin is not coming to Imati Misha, it's coming to create a Chiyav Misa. They're coming to say she's also, that the Bola is Chiyav Misa. So what's the Rashba talking about? It's a little bit unclear. It sounds like he's talking about Eidi Kiyam. But Eidi Kiyam are not being made. Eidi Kiyam are just standing there. The whole Inya Drishas HaChakiris only passed by Eidim that are made. Eidim come to testify, to give testimony, that's when you can be Dosh V'Chayk on what they're saying. But by Eidi Kiyam, the whole thing doesn't pass. But so I think it's a little bit of a kitzvah. But if you look at the Lashon Shuvus Rashba, I think what he means is he's not talking about Eidi Kiyam. He's talking about Eidim that come to be made, that a lady's nation sish, a new lady came to town, nobody knows her, and she says she's going to Shachanum, she wants to get married. And two Eidim get up and say, hey, Hetzu, we were made, we know this lady from this other shtat, we know her from before, and she was nation sish. She cannot get married. That's the Eidim condition that the Rashba is talking about. So the Rashba declares, these Eidim, when they come up to Bezin to be made, that she's nation sish, she should not allowed to get married, is that also like dealing in the fascists, and you need Jesus HaChakiris or not? I think also the Rashba might be talking about another case, because the Rashba brings a raya that you do not need Jewish Chiyas by Eidei Kedushin. His raya is, because the Gemara says in Yivamis, Daflamar Aleph, that you don't need Zman in Shtar Kedushin. One of the three ways, Isha Miskadeshes, is Isha Niknis, the Mishnah says, Zman Kedushin, is Bekesim Shtar Bebiya. One of the ways is Beshtar. You take a Shtar, and you just write in it a proper Shtar signed by Eidim. You write in it that she's Mekadeshes to this man. That's also Kedushin. And the Gemara says, that Shtar Kedushin, even though it has old dinim of a Shtar, old Torah Shtar, you don't need Zman. Normally in a Shtar you have to write the date on top. And this Shtar Kedushin, the Gemara explains, for different reasons, Shem Yechav Basachoysa, other reasons you don't need Zman. So Zok the Rashba, if there would be a din Drishas V'Chakiris by Eidei Kedushin, how you would need Zman in the get, in the Shtar. By every Shtar, you always have Drishas V'Chakiris from the Zman, from the date that you write on the Shtar. The fact that you don't need Zman by Kedushin, Shtar Kedushin, the Chayuz Uriya, that you don't need Drishas HaChakiris. So it could be, this is what Rashi was talking about, this case of Eidei Kedushin. Eidei Kedushin on the Shtar. Eidei Kedushin on the Shtar does not need Drishas HaChakiris to write Zman. Well, the more posh of the case, like we said before, by Eden that get up to be Meir, that she's an Ishish Ish, to ask her from getting married, the Rashi wants to say that you don't need Yishtach Higgis. And why not? What type of the Chiluk? If we're saying, if the Gemara says, according to Bekiva, you need Yishtach Higgis to be Mati in Ishish Ish, to be Mati Chiyav Misa, that's called Dini Nefashis, and it needs Yishtach Higgis. So in Chir Koshkein, when you want to make a lady to Ishish Ish, to make a Chiyav Misa, why isn't that called also Dini Nefashis? So Rashba says it's a chiluk. It's not the Rashba. The chiluk is like this. By an aguna, when you're being made to be matir here, the whole mechuvan is to be matir the isamisa. This lady cannot get married because she has an isamisa. When you're coming to say, yeah, she's allowed to get married, you're being matir the isamisa right now. Mashen came by Edi Kedushin, they're not coming to talk about the nefashis. No one's talking about Mrs. Bezdin. Mrs. Bezdin is a scary thing. We're not up to that. No one's talking about that. All they are saying is she's also to get married. They just want to come for the din issa. A step before the Chiyav Misa is the Issa. All the Imam is saying, don't let her get married, she's an Eishes Ish. The Ikka Mechuvan over here is to ask her from getting married. By Aguna, he says, it's right there, one step. He's saying, she can't get married because she's an Eishes Ish. Go ahead, go get married, don't worry, there's no Chiyav Misa. It's that is the Gechilik. But the Rashi was saying, that's the Chilik. When you're coming to Mati and Aguna to get married, that's being Mati Dini Nefashis. That's being Mati and Issa Misa. When you're coming to ask an Isha from getting married, you're not thinking about the Gantz Chiyav Misa. What you're thinking about is just the Issa. Let's take it step by step. She's not if they don't listen, the Edus of these Edim can bring to Chiyav Misa. In case she doesn't listen and there's Edim that she's Mazana with someone or she marries someone, then if they came after she's Mazana, then maybe you wouldn't use Yishtach Higgis. Yeah, I think the Rashi maybe we might have that, because that would be a Chiyav Misa. But the Rashi is talking about where she was not Mazana yet. They're just coming to stop her from getting married. So that the Rashi was saying. We're going to get that. So I'll get that in a minute. So Akaponim, that's the Rashi was Chiluk. So according to this Rashi was Chiluk, that to be Mati and Isha is Dina Nefashis, because that's dealing with Dina Nefashis. But for Edi Kedushin to say that a lady is Mekudeshis, that's not called Dina Nefashis, that's like Dina Mominis. I was thinking that could be Pshat and Rav Papa. Rav Papa could hold like Pnei Shuv's Kasha, that really the Drasha is Lav Dafka Dava Dava Mi Momin. The Drasha really is Dava Dava Mi Misa, Makas and Momin, for all three, for Misa and Momin. And Benegeya Gittin, which is coming to be Mati and Isha, that we have the Shusa Rajbis for. When you're coming to be Mati and Isha, that's called Din Nefashis. So Benegeya getting that whole going out from the Din Misa in this Pasuk. And Din Misa, and you need to have two Edim. And Misa, the Eirachar, is nothing. If there's an Eirachar doesn't do anything by Misa. That's why Hamagash Be Eirachar, the Prophet doesn't say Cheshin Agershin. Of a Makadosh Be'ed Echad, when you make Kedushin Be'ed Echad, that Rav Papa will say Kedushin is not doing with the Dini Nefashis, the way the Rashba explained. Kedushin is doing with the Dini Mominus. So if it's doing with the Dini Mominus, we're learning now from Dava Dava Mi Momin. And Dava Dava Mi Momin, we could say Rav Papa's Svar is, by Momin we find that Echad does something. Echad is Mechayev Shvua. If you're learning now from Momin, you could say Cheshin or Kedushin. So Sven Federal Kasha. Our first Kasha was, what's Rav Papa's Tam? Why is the Papa hold Makadosh Be'echad Cheshin Kedushin? What happened to Joshua David of Mimamin? So we said the Pashav Shad is the Papa will hold that by Mamin also Be'echad does something. Be'echad Tuzay V'chiyev Shvua. The other man Damer Menachoshev that the Papa could hold that since Be'echad Tuzay V'chiyev Shvua, that's why Makadosh Be'echad Cheshin Kedushin. Then we asked the Kasha, how come the Papa only says about Kedushin? Why doesn't he say about Gerushin also? Why do you say Megarish Be'edecha Cheshin Kedushin? Why isn't the Ramah being down with Papa's done by Kedushin? Why isn't the Ramah being down by Gerushin? Teretz says, Gerushin, you could say, is went down from Dovah Dovah Mimisa, not Dovah Dovah Mimamin. Because Gerushin is coming to be Mati and Issa Misa. When you're coming to be Mati and Issa Misa, then you could say that's going down Dovah Dovah Mimisa. And by Misa, Be'edecha doesn't accomplish anything. That's why. What?
Well,
an Eirecha is not Mechayib Misa, that doesn't do anything. An Eirecha comes to be made, someone's Mechal Shabbos. That Eirecha wants to say what? That she. I mean, Eirecha is not Misurim. I'm not talking about an Eirecha on the Gershon itself. But no, I'm actually looking at the echad from Misa, because Dava Dava is only deaf in this pasuk, and this pasuk says according to our papa is talking about Misa and Mamon. So on the din Misa, the Misa echad doesn't do if anything. So if the echad doesn't do if anything for Misa, whatever you're going to have for Misa, Gerushin of Misa. Because the Rashba is what taught us that there's a chilk between Gerushin and Kedushin, that Gerushin is considered din nefashos. Right? And Kedush is not called Dina Fashis. The Rashi makes it Shechelish. But he gave Shechiris. He said, this is called Dina Fashis, it's called Dina Mominus. So we'll say here also that for Dava Dava, for the Gerishan part, you have to go now for Misa, because Gerishan is done with the Misa. But the Kedushan part, we're going now for Mammon, according to Rashi, because Kedushan is not considered Misa. Well, Makkas would also be Dafka 2-8, and 1-8 doesn't accomplish anything.
Right. If you
why are we going to Kedushin for Makkas?
Oh,
Makkas is a Nissa?
Actually,
Dava Dava mi Misa mi Mamon. Yeah. You know, it's the only Teres I have. Right, I'm not going with Pnei's Teres. I'm saying if Papa will not go with it. All the other Marim will go like with Pnei's Teres. So Papa will blight by the Kasha that this Pasuk Gechor is Misa and Mammon. So things that are done with the Misa are going to have a Misa. Things that are done with the Mammon are going to have a Mammon. I actually have a bigger problem with the whole thing because the Rashi Bema says, wants to say that by Gittin also, you don't need Yishtach HaKiris. The Rashi wants to say that only to be Matin Aguna is coming to be Matin as a Misa. But Gittin, the Rashi wants to say, is also. You don't need Yishtach Kiris. It's also not doing it to the Dinei Nefashos because it's also step removed. But again, also you're not coming with a kavana of to be mata misa. You're first coming with a kavana to be mafrid the Isha and the Isha, to separate this man and the woman. So Rashi brings a raya from the fact
what
that.
And
what the kavana is. Right. There's no man. That's what Rashi wants to say. So according to this Rashi, really, you wouldn't stream the social kater because even Gerishin would not be done with the Misa. But I wanted to say, in Rav Papa will hold like here for the Rashba. Papa's not Meshubba to the Rashba, but the Pshan Rav Papa will be, he'll hold like the Rashba swear by Kedushin is not done with the Misa, but Gerishin, he'll hold the more pashas. Gerishin is done with the Gemara's case of being Mati Naguna. You can't be Mati Nisa Misa. You can't be Mati Nisa Misa. And then you could say, that's why Rav Papa is not Choshes for Megarishba.
What
the mechuvin is, right? Okay. We get another sugya inyan. There's a different sugya really. There's a sugya mevasa daf kufchavches amar alaf. Yeshneichem. The Gemara says halacha that koshet chilasi sefer bepasas is possible. The Gemara says a klal really by all edim, not only by getting kedusha by all edim. And edus that were tchilasi bepsul, but seifei bekashrus is also possible. That means if they were possible b'shastriya, and then later the ed became kosher, b'shastriya is made in bezin, it's also possible. Gemara gives a case, for example, an edim, a son-in-law sees his shver lend someone money. At the time he saw his shver, the father-in-law lend someone money, he was possible edus, he was related, he was a kariv, he was a son-in-law, he cannot be made. But later, in between, his wife died. Or he was Megarish's wife, so now he's a Karev and a Strachak, it's called. He's no more a Karev to his father-in-law, they're now strangers. So now B'shas Eidus, is he allowed to be made and say, yes, I saw Reuven and Shimon $100. Can he be made on that halva? So Gemara says no. Gemara says, you need Chilosi B'Sefer B'Kashas. If he was Pasul Eidus when he saw the Eidus, even though he's Kashul Eidus now when he comes to Bezdin, he cannot be made. And Rashi brings down, it's the only Gemara in Erechim, the Joshua is from the Lashon of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "Hu eid oi ra." You have to have a kosher eid, b'shas eidus, and b'shas ra, b'shas ri also. And that's the halacha of, that you need the t'chasi b'psul, b'sefi b'kashas is also possible. The Kivega in Siman Tzagdala declares the Shein HaKir. He says, the whole Gemara is talking about an eid that was a curve to the person he's being made on. He was like a son-in-law that was supposed to be made on, and then later he was nesrachik, and he still cannot be made. Kletim Kivega, what about if two Edom were Krevim Zangazeh, but they were not related to the Baldav at all? Two Edom were brother-in-laws, they were married to sisters. Two Edom married to sisters, and they saw a stranger, Reuven lend money. B'shas they saw it, these two Edom cannot be made. And then later, B'shas they came to Bez to be made, one of the wives died, or one of them divorced his wife, they're not shruggers anymore, they're not brother-in-laws anymore. So it's also a case of the chosim b'psul b'sev b'kashrus. Can they be made? L'chayr, you would think it's the same thing. Just like the Gemara says that the chosim b'psul b'sev b'kashrus, they're related to the baldova, the same thing. The two of them related to each other. It's the same thing. It's chosim b'psul b'sev b'kashrus. I was up to Kerega. No, there's a big chiluk. The chiluk is in the Gemara's case where the aid was related to the baldova. That case in the beginning, tchilasa, he was posel gomel. The beginning, he cannot be made for his shver in any way. There's no way he can be made for his shver. He's his son-in-law. He's related to him. Until he's nesracha, kolzman, he was related. He was chlasi b'psul b'psul gama. Hashem came, the Kiregis case, where the two eidim are krevim zeh l'zeh, each eid be'etzim was kosher to be made. Each eid could be'etzim find a different eid and be made with somebody else. The whole psul is only to be made together, but they're not mamash chlasi b'psul. Each one on his own is bet some kosher to be made. Let him find somebody else. Maybe made somebody else. Let him be made by himself. Be mechayev shvua.
It's only the
echad of the two. That's the whole problem. So the chayev is not a tushta. Maybe you don't see it.
It's not a shem sul. It's not even a shem sul. By a kosher, it's possible for
the story. It's not a possible. It's not a shem sul. He's a sul just together. Just together. That's again. Right. So now you hear this chiluk, you say, yeah, and chayr pashat chiluk that he doesn't possibly didn't chasim b'sul v'sev b'kashrus. So my speaker Kivyega says, lo yimitzos yigilin l'din zay. He didn't find the favish, the shayla anywhere. Anyone talk about the shayla? Except that he has one diyuk in Hagreis Hashri on the Rosh in Shavuos Daf Lamed Zayin, where the Hagreis Hashri mentions this halacha of chasim b'sul v'sev b'kashrus. And if you look closely, the way the Hagreis Hashri adds one word, it's mashma that he's talking about the two edim were krevim zangal zeh. So you see from the Gerei Sashri that even when the two Eidim are Kerem Zangal Zeh, that's also the Chesed B'Sul Sakashas. Then he has another Raya. If you want to see in the papers, I have it written up, but it's a little bit Cheshvin. He has another Raya from Sugi and Saita also to this. But I just want to see over mainly the Chakira, and I think it's a panel of the Gazach. When you first hear the Chakira, do you say by two Eidim that Kerem Zangal Zeh also the Chesed B'Sul Sakashas? Our first reaction was, yeah, Pashat, yes, why not? What's the difference? Then if you hear the Kiregis Chilak, no, it is a big Chilak, you say, yeah, attack is a big Chilak. That by two ways, each one Batsim is custody made. But then the Kireg goes ahead and brings two rights to the first way. That there is a din to Chasim Sosav Kashas, even by two ways. Even though we have the Svar, to Machalik, you know, we have the Svar, Machalik, that the two ways Crimson Zan, not really Chasim Sol, still Kireg brings the right, that's called Chasim Sosav Kashas. And the Pshat is, since the Chasim Sol to be made together, they can never be made together. And it could always come. You want to find another aid, each one come individually and find a different partner, find someone else to be made, go ahead. But you want to come together, you cannot come together b'shas riyah, you cannot come together b'shas agad also now. Obviously, that's also called chesed b'sav zeh b'kashrus. Also, in this Indian, the Rishonim is a shein kasha on this whole din of chesed b'sav zeh b'kashrus from a Gemara in Chesed Batam, a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, it starts from Beis and Beis. We're not going to go through the whole sugya of Isa, but the Gemara brings a brisa. I'm Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara brings a brisa. V'tanya b'nei yish nigdei sefer Torah on the brisa talks about a shtot that owned the sefer Torah v'shutfis. Everyone in town, they all shutfim in the sefer Torah, and that sefer Torah was stolen. B'nei yish nigdei sefer Torah on the hand. The brisa says ein donim b'dayni osiyeh v'imavin ray me'anshi osiyeh. You cannot dan with the yonim from that shtot, and you cannot bring edim from people from that shtot to be made that we saw this ganav steal the sefer Torah, because everyone's negei b'dava. Everyone in the shtot is a shutaf in the sefer Torah. So the Gemara asks, "V'nasalko be'tredi nafshay v'nadainu." Why does the Brisa say it sounds like it's impossible to bring edim? Why can't two edim be masalik themselves? And the Gemara talks about b'shkonim b'yodam. Let them be makna away their chag in the sefer Torah. And now they won't be in the Gei Bedav anymore, and let them come and be made. So Gemara answers, Shani Sefer Torah Dung Shmiyakoi. Sefer Torah is different because even if you're masalik yourself and you're makna away, you're chelik in the Sefer Torah, but you're still in the Gei Bedav. Even if you're not shut of the Sefer Torah, you still need a Sefer Torah in Shtot. You want to be Yitzhak 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 Torah. So you don't really need to own it to be in the Gei Bedav. That's Gemara's Teretz. And that's an identity can be made. But that's already. That's Tosis Kasha. So Tosis Kasha on the whole Gemara. What's the Gemara asking? When a sako betray me there, and let two of them be makna the chelik away, and not be negay anymore, and then they can be made. fact, he says, why is this different than the Gemara of Kuchaches? That Chilasi B'Psul, B'Sevi B'Kashas, is possible. These two ate them in the beginning, B'Shas, the Gneva, they cannot be made. So why can they, B'Shas, they saw the Gneva, they cannot be made. So it should be Chilasi B'Psul, B'Sevi B'Kashas. Even though later they became Kasha, they should not be able to be made. What's the difference than a Kurev, Shinnah Traffic? Kurev should be the same thing. So Tosfos answers, V'Emiri, the Neshach Chilasi B'Pasas Hochlak, even Shinnah Pasas Tony B'Guf Ela B'Momen. Taisa seems to say a svara that chaseb psul is only on a psul haguf. A kariv is a psul haguf. But over here, the whole psul was psul in the mammon that they were about, that they were. They gave. Oh, that's his head. Which is a chayzei shvei tayes. You have to understand taisus because enech nami you want to call this a psul mammon, but the psul mammon created it and they gave it davar, and the guf is negev davar. That's the first kasha. Second of all, every kariv really was it. We're not going to time the kariv that much, but the time of the kariv that a kariv is possible later is because he's negev davar. It's his kariv. It's his relative. So it's really a bit so shvet to machalik between the psul kariv and the psul negev.
Why two kariv
that was there possible?
Also because each one's
going to
be
nice. Maybe. But actually, the bigger kasha is the famous ksei sechayshin. The ksei says simon amadal and tzivkan dal lev. Who says the other way? He says that the psul nageya is in the geya machus mammon is considered a kariv. It's a famous ksais, it's very mayach, and where's the whole psul nageya come from? The ksais wants to say a person who's nageya is considered like a kariv. So, further according to Reb Ben Lev in the ksais, that a psul nageya is the same as a kariv, the whole taste is b'sul shvet, you machalak between a kariv and a nageya. This taste is a kasha in Reb Ben Lev. Ma'isa, there's a lot of other tzutzim in Yishenim, and to me they're all shver. There's a Redvah, there's a Tesisri, the Madcha, they all see different, there's Rajva, they all see different tzutzim. But the most like the teres, the most geshmaka teres, and posh teres is the Ramban. The Ramban says a very posh teres. The Ramban says that all the Bnei Yair in this Sefer Torah, they're not called Negea, Bedava, they're all Bali Dvarim. They're the Nignav themselves. If a person is the Baldova, he's the Nignav, he's the victim, he's the person that was stolen from, that's not called Negev Adav, but that's called the Baldav himself. And he brings down his famous Gemara Makas Davav that says such a svar, Bakami Dov Akasu Madava. So a Baldav is Bechal not an aid. There are Adim, and there's a Ganav, there's a Nignav, there are Adim, but the Nignav is not one of the Adim, the Nignav is the Baldav himself. He's the Baldava. There's a million of Tainan Dermban Asvar, it's not Peshad, it's Chosib. Chosib Sul is on the aid puzzle. An aid that was possible, that you have a din chasib psul for kashas. But over here, in the beginning, he wasn't even an aid. He was a stam baldava. And later, he's misalk himself, now he becomes an aid. So it was never chasib psul.
That's better. It's so
that's even removed. Better, because it's so removed. You know?
It's so removed. It was never an aid.
What's a cup? And
the drush, don't forget, the whole din of chasib psul for kashas is exerce a kosev. And svara, right now I can be made. Right now I'm not in the gear. Right now I'm the strachik. It's a cost of who ate I raw. An aid has to be a kosher aid, b'shas ri'i, b'shas agada. That actually the Gemara has a different reason. That's the Gemara.
Because why do you need a different reason? Because
the cotton is not. It's not. Maybe it's not. It's not eat at all. It's not eat at all. Could be. The Gemara says like dog and soup is not chavres. It's like dog. The chavres, right? Okay, to me, I'm not going to go through all the other tzitzim. They're all pesul shver. But to me, it seemed the Ramban was the posh of the teretz. So why did other Yishenim have to give it to tzitzim? Why did they all say like the Ramban that he was a baldova? I thought it was a big kasha. So I was just thinking to say, if you have another minute, just thinking to say, there's another kasha in the sugya. The kivegi yes and gilin hashas and babasa the ksis choshen yes the kasha also and simon amazayin sukat yud b'shem his brother the kumsa seikus. Yes, Akasha, what's the more asking will Salko betray me now that the two Adim, two people from the start should be makna the chelik away? How could they be makna the chelik? This famous Gemara Meruba, the Gemara says, on Birchen, on Gozov, we're going to say, Shabbayim, I'm Shnei Menim Echem Lagdishak. If somebody stole something, the Nignav, the Nigzal, the person who was stolen from, and the Ghana both cannot be makdashit. Zelnafishin and Shaloy, Zelnafishin and Birshuzai. And the Rishonim explained that they also cannot be maknit. Machnet anyone. The person that owns it cannot be machnet because right now it's not in his rishus. Some ganav has it somewhere. If you don't have control over it, you cannot be machnet. And the ganav cannot be machnet because it's not his. He's just a ganav. So same thing over here. This Sefer Torah was stolen from them. Why don't we say Gozel and Yisrael Shabayim? These two Edom cannot be Maknet. How are they supposed to get rid of their Chelik? So Kirei Gavlai is by Tzorchi and by Kasha. And the Ksois wants the answer. The Gemara means they should Maknet the Chelik to the Ganav himself. The whole Allah of Gozel and Yisrael Shabayim, Shem Yechim like this, used to be Maknet somebody else. But over here, the Nixal's Maknet to the Ganav. That you could do because the Nixal's whole problem is it's not Bishusai. And the Ganav's whole problem is Einish Shalai, but the Nigzal to the Ganav, it is Bershusai, it's not a Chesoyim, but it's Bershusai. I was thinking that, I was thinking that this should be totally in Machaikis Balmo and Mochemis, the famous one Mochemis in the beginning of Shoshana Vatang Vehei. I'm not going to go into it now. But, why did the Kivegi answer this? How come the Kivegi brought Tzorchiyin, like Tzorchiyin is Kasha? So I think the text is very posh because. I think to be machnet to the Ganav himself, the Ganav has to agree. And if the Ganav is any seichel, he'll never agree to it. Why should he agree to be koyin the zechid now that will be made against him? It's really not a very practical teretz. But there's another teretz I was thinking. There's a shtukel rajba in that sugi, which is, to me, it's a shtukel pelem, but again, the six don't bring it down. The shtukel rajba, you look at the last few lines, he seems to say something. It's I don't have the lashon right here, but it's very bekitza, but he seems to say a svara that. When they're masalik, these two Edom are masalik, they're chelik from it, it'll automatically belong to the rest of the shtat. So everyone else in the shtat will pick up their chelik. And I think the Raj was learning that this kinyan of the Sefer Torah was not stam, but it was a kinyan that everyone made a kinyan in the Sefer Torah. They bought a b'shutfis, like a price of 40,000 on the Sefer Torah, 1,000 people in shtat, everybody paid $40 for it. I don't think it was a regular shutfis. I think it was like an upmach in the shtat that everyone in the shtat owns a chelik in the Sefer Torah. I don't know if there's a dugma over here in this neighborhood, you know, everyone, maybe we all have a chelek together in the public parts of the neighborhood. We all hang in the public parts of the neighborhood. And if two people would just leave, so everyone else's chelek would automatically just get a little bigger. It happens automatically. So I think this rajb is Bavani the Kasha. The rajb is Bavani the Kasha. How could there be Masal? Like, I go, and both of them cannot be maknet. The rajb is saying, this is different. All you have to do is be Masal, the chelek from it, and it automatically becomes part of the rabbin, the tzibur owns it. The automatic tzibur own their part. So that would be the teretz discussion. And if you say such a svara, it could be that's why the other rishonim did not like the man's teretz. This is not a regular bialis. It's not a regular baldova. The bialis is, it's a colony stick of shutfis that the whole shtat owns the sefer Torah. And if anybody, as long as you're here, you own the sefer Torah. If you leave, then everybody else takes over your portion. That's not called mamash baldova. That's more bigger than the gay baldova. That's cool with you. And that's where the Yishinim held. It does pass over the rest of the Zubi Gashas. There's a little more, but we'll leave it now. Yeah.